major problem of Israel is with the young generation of the black community. The major problem of Israel is with the young generation of the black community. The major problem of Israel is with the young generation of the black community.
That was an Israeli leader that said the major problem with Israel is with the young generation of the black community. Now, why would Israeli leaders say that? For the most part, the black community, and definitely the younger generation of the black community, they're not involved. I'm specifically talking about the younger generation. They're not really involved in geopolitics. So why would Israeli leader or Israeli leaders be at a, you know, pretty much a think tank or discussion talking about the major problem of the Israelis or the young generation of the black community? Why would they say that? Because it is the younger generation of the Lord is waking up. Because, you know, the generation before this present generation, I'm specifically speaking about, you know, my generation, we came into this truth, but the younger generation are coming into the truth at an accelerating rate. And so because the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding the Lord is blessing, you know, with this generation, because the truth is flourishing. The people that are claiming to be Jews, they have a problem. This is why they're making that type of statement. And so if you have a powerful government like the Israelis, you know, who are pretty much getting their power from the United States, if they're saying that their problem is with the younger generation of the black community, they're saying that, then obviously they're making themselves enemy against that younger generation. This is why they're targeting God's chosen people. This is why these heathens get together in their secret councils and they plot against the just. So let's get that. The wicked plot against the just. Young folks ain't even thinking about those Israelis for the most part, but yet, you know, these devils are, you know, for the most part, worrying about the younger black generation. God's people are living rent-free in their minds, because these people, they've been lying about who they are. They're not the ancient Hebrew Israelites. These Israelis, they're liars. They're not God's people. And they're using the United States to fund their unjust war and wars and tumults that they rage against other nations. So this is in the book of Psalm 37, verse 12. It says, the wicked plotteth against the just. So by that Israeli leader saying that the Israelis' problems with the black community, That's the wicked plotting against the just, because if they make that declaration by saying that, if they say, you know, that it's a problem, then of course they're going to be plotting. If they saying that their biggest or their problem is with the black community, that means that they're going to target that community. These issues that they're targeting God's people, but then they're coming off as if they're the victims, and really they're the perpetrators. Just like with the unjust war that's going on, with them murdering men, women, and children, in Gaza. It says the wicked plotteth against the just; they gnasheth upon him with his teeth. So they plot against God's people, and they use their military, which that's what that means. They gnasheth upon him with his teeth. So they use their military, their different intel agencies, you know, like Mossad, to plot against God's people. You even had the Mossad train a lot of these officers that were using, you know, very brutal tactics against, you know, Negroes and Latinos and even Native Americans, you know, all the different choke codes and stuff like that. And the different, you know, mechanisms that they use to target black people. It says the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. So the Lord is laughing at these devils. The Lord is going to laugh at them because he see that their day is coming, because they're plotting against God's people. And the Lord see their plans.
Bill Maher regrets.
Hold on. Let's go to Revelation, because the Lord told us that it would be imposters. And that's who this, you know, the Israelis are. They're imposters. They're not the people of the land. They're from Europe. They're not the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The last broadcast that I did, I went into how the President Vladimir Putin said that Jesus is black. So this is, you know, historical proof through, you know, the Russian icons of who the Messiah is and what he looked like. So the Messiah, he's from the tribe of Judah. So if he's black, then his people are black. It's that simple. You know? So these are the words of the Messiah. And this is in Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. He said, I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. So the Lord is telling the Jews, look, I know your works. I know your tribulation, and I know your poverty. So the Lord, he know our works. He know the tribulation that we're going through. And he knows our economic status. He know that the majority of our people are poor. We're in poverty. It says, but thou art rich. So the Lord is reassuring us that we're rich. We're spiritually rich. and soon the riches that will be in the kingdom of heaven. It says, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. So the Lord said he know the blasphemy or the lies of them which say they are Jews, because who have been going around all this time claiming to be Jews? The people that's in the land. That's why they're over in the land of Israel, because they say they're the Jews. That's through the Balfour Declaration. They were given status to the land of Israel through that treaty. And people that go over there, they see how horrible they're treating the Palestinians. And they also, you know, Christians that go over there, and they are under the illusion that these are God's people. And they go over there and they see how horrible they talk about Jesus. Some of the horrible things that these Israelis say about the Son of God. So the Lord said he know the lies or the blasphemy of them would say they are Jews and are not. So he's saying they're not Jews. He says, but are the synagogue of Satan. So he's calling these people, these imposters, the synagogue of Satan. They worship in synagogues, but they are the synagogue of Satan. But when you say things like that, they'll say it's anti-Semitic. And they even get to the point where they will create laws where you will, for the most part, be penalized for saying it. They even got laws on the books in certain countries. And even here in America, they're going to come up with really oppressive, legislature to target people that criticize the people that are over in the land claiming to be Jews. Let's see. We're just, speaking the truth. No one is calling or even advocating for violence. No, we don't do that. We just bringing out the truth. But mind you, none of these people speak on our behalf. Let's see. It's a quote, and I'm paraphrasing. It's basically going into how who you can't criticize. People, Christians that go over to Israel, they find out exactly how the people in the land feel about them. I'm gonna play this audio. It says, ultra-Orthodox Jews spit towards Christian pilgrims leaving church. So you got some Christians and these Hasidic Jews are spitting towards Christian pilgrims. And you got people out there that will support Israel when for the most part they don't even respect or even believe in the Messiah. They reject the Messiah. And you notice that anybody that speaks out against the brutality of the Israelis against the Palestinians, you notice that a lot of people call people that say something against, you know, the obvious genocide. They'll say that the people being anti-Semitic. So they'll take something that every human being should be against, which is the genocide of innocent, you know, men, women, and children. And they'll turn around and, you know, make it as if, you know, they're the victims. So here's another audio. This is from CBN News.
So how are Christian leaders responding?
Hold on.
Of a surprising report from Israel today, where officials are taking seriously a recent upsurge in spitting and hitting attacks on clergy and the vandalism of Christian sites.
Christians in Jerusalem's old city say they've been repeatedly assaulted. So how are Christian leaders responding? CBN's Julie Stahl brings us the story from Jerusalem.
The situation led Israeli President Isaac Herzog and Police Commissioner Yaakov Shabtai to meet leaders of the Orthodox and Catholic churches of the Holy Land.
In recent months, we've seen very serious phenomena towards the Christian denominations in the Holy Land. Our brothers and sisters, Christian citizens, feel attacked in their places of prayer, in their cemeteries, and on the streets.
Christians in Jerusalem's old city say they are often harassed, spit on, and even physically attacked by religious.
So Christians are being spit on, they're being physically attacked, the you know, cemeteries are being vandalized. So how is that acceptable? And if you criticize what these people are doing, why are politicians of making hate crime bills if you criticize Israel? Because we just read that they're the synagogue of Satan, those that say they are Jews that are not. Because these people, they have power. They have, you know, money. And these countries are, you know, basically being influenced, you know, by Israel, which is not the Israel of the Most High.
Religious Jewish youth.
I view this phenomenon as extreme and unacceptable in any shape or form. This phenomenon needs to be uprooted.
Earlier incidents include the desecration of a Protestant cemetery on Mount Zion, an attack on international Christians during a day of prayer for Jerusalem, and harassment at a Messianic.
See, they had a day of prayer for Jerusalem, and the Israelis attacked them. But then they'll turn around and call people anti-Semitic for bringing this out. So going back to what I was saying about, you know, the think tanks, the the wicked plotteth against the just. So you have God's chosen people who are waking up and they're repenting daily. They're returning to the Lord, you know, putting down these demonic holidays, keeping the high holy days, the best of their ability, you know, returning to the Lord with prayer, with fasting, in all humility, seeking the old paths, and the lies of not only Christianity, but the lies that's coming from the issues are being exposed. So this is causing them to have fear and anger and even, you know, make statements that their problem is with the black community. When we have all these nations coming against us, the Bible tells us in Psalm 83, all the nations that have made a tumult against Israel, the true Israel. See, Israel's a people before a place. So the Israelites, the Hebrew Israelites, are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, mainly here in America. And these nations are plotting against the real Hebrew Israelites, God's true chosen people. And for centuries, for thousands of years, we've been out of our homeland. And so now the truth is being revealed, and those that are in power and those that have been lying know that the truth is being brought forth, and they would rather uphold a lie. But the Bible tells us that no lie is of the truth, and truth shall stand. This is what's happening. Truth shall stand, and the truth is making us free. Let me read this in the book of 2 Esdras, chapter 7, verse 34. It says, but judgment only shall remain, truth shall stand, and faith shall wax strong. So the truth is standing. The Israelites are standing upon their feet through the Holy Spirit, which great fear is falling upon the nations. It says, and faith shall wax strong. So more and more of faith is being manifested through the gift of Yahweh, because faith is a gift from Yahweh. So only judgment, but judgment only shall remain, righteous judgment. The judgment, you know, of the righteous and the judgment of the wicked. The judgment of the righteous will receive the blessings, restoration, and the wicked will receive a judgment too, which is destruction and shame and, you know, being exposed. And this is what the Lord is doing. He's exposing the wicked, all the lies, for a long time. You have so many of our people that are waking up. So many people, and the elites, they know it. Why do you think all this stuff going on with all these different agendas, you know, that these people are working on, it's all centered around God's chosen people. The whole mark of the beast, RFID microchip, you know, in the unjust laws and all the thing that's going to bring forth a police state, that's all centered around God's people who will be waking up and they will bring in, you know, martial law and totalitarianism to try to do away with Israel, to oppress Israel, which is Jacob's trouble. Jacob's trouble will be like a time like no other time in history, as the scriptures tell us. That's in Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 7, like no other time in history. But the remnant, which is the elect, and, you know, the 144,000, and the remnant, which is the one third, that's all, you know, basically all together, the one third, they will be restored and healed and delivered and given power from on high. See, spiritual power is coming. This is one of the things that they're afraid of as well. Because the Lord, he said he's going to renew the strength of the elect. He said he will renew our strength. That's in Isaiah. Let's see. Those that wait upon the Lord. Let's see. So this is the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So those that wait upon the Lord, not taking matters in your own hands, not trusting in man or trusting in the bow, but waiting upon the Lord shall renew your strength. To renew, you're going to get back what you had before. Is being renewed. Your strength is being renewed. So that strength is talking about spiritual power. It says they shall mount up with wings as eagles. So not only the Lord will renew your strength, but you're going to mount up with wings as eagles, meaning you're going to fly. You're going to have the spiritual power to be able to fly. They shall run and not be weary. So you'll be able to run long distances and not be weary. You could be in a situation where you get that spiritual power and you can run from one state to another state and not be weary. It says, and they shall walk and not faint. You'll be able to walk long distances and not faint in the blazing heat, and you will not faint. That's what will happen to those that wait upon the Lord, which will be the elect. This is the power that they know the Israelite man will have. See, these intel agencies and these, institutions out there that study telekinesis, they know about how powerful the mind is. So the word telekinesis, it says the supposed ability to move objects at a distance by mental power or other non-physical means. So it's basically having the power, using your mind to move, as it says, move objects. By having telekinesis powers, you'll be able to move water. You'll be able to move, you know, rocks or stones. The Lord said, what? If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you'll be able to move a mountain. So that's through telekinesis, through spiritual power. So if you have just a, you know how small a mustard seed is? Just having that little amount of faith, you'll be able to move a mountain out of its place. So can you imagine if your faith is wax strong, as the scriptures tell us what you'll be able to do? That's beyond, you know, a person's thought process now. But once you have that power, you're going to be able to do anything. The scripture says, there is nothing impossible. Let's see. What's that? I can do all things. That's the scripture that I need. So let's go first to the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. It says, for nothing will be impossible with Yahweh. So with Yahweh giving you that strength, nothing will be impossible. Nothing. It says nothing will be impossible. So having that faith that's wax strong, nothing will be impossible. I can do all things. So this is in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Hamashiach, which strengthened me. So you'll be able to do all things through Yahweh Shai, who will strengthen you. That's that spiritual power. This is why they're afraid, because they know that the elect, you know, men, you know, you brothers out there that are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, you know, a lot of you are young that will get that spiritual power. You know, basically men of all ages, but they're mostly concerned about the youth, because the youth are the ones that are being trained up into the ways of the Most High. Scripture going to train a child. So a lot of you brothers out there that's new to the faith, you know, you're younger men and you're being trained up in the Lord. So this is in the book of Proverbs. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So you being young, you're being trained in the ways of the Lord, and when you're older, you will not depart from it. Bible going to seeking the Lord in the days of your youth. So you got brothers and sisters out there that are young that are seeking the Lord in the days of your youth. That's a very powerful thing. That's generations that's learning the righteous ways. And this devil, they don't want our people learning the righteousness of Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. This is where they come up with all the satanic agendas, like using the gangster rap to destroy generations, using, social engineering. So this is in a book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1. It says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So the Lord says, seek him in, you know, seek him in the days of your youth. So when you're seeking him now, so when those evil days come, and it says, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, because as you get older, you know, as the scriptures talk about, or the scriptures say, what is it? With much knowledge comes much grief. So you become more knowledgeable and more older. You know, things become more and more unpleasant because the Lord have given you the years and experience and wisdom, you know, where, you know, you're just vexed, you know. It's like the Lord have given you, you know, all this knowledge through experience, and you really see how wicked this world is. And every, you know, the scripture said that Lot was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. So just being around the wicked, whether it be at work or in your neighborhood, you know, or around, you know, wicked family members or just people in general, it is a vexation of spirit. So, you know, places like school and college and the programming, they don't want our people learning what's right. This is why they teach all that BS. They don't even teach, you know, useful skills. They teach, you know, basically tests and stuff like that. But they don't teach, you know, people in general how to become successful in their lives, you know, being self-sufficient, being entrepreneurs, learning, you know, skillful trades. They don't teach none of that. So for the most part, a school is a joke. It's just a way to make money and to keep people in debt and to keep people working for the man, being slaves. So that's pretty much it, you know. I hope this was edifying to the elect and the remnant. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Seek the Lord 10 times more. We're in the last days. And, you know, for the most part, as this knowledge increase, you know, the devil, he's gonna come down with great wrath and create more, you know, snares and stumbling blocks, you know, for, you know, the majority of our people who are still walking in darkness. So the Lord told us that we're a light unto the Gentiles. You know, we're that light that shines upon a hill. So we're to continue to, you know, be those examples, be stewards of Yahweh Shai. Because the whole world is in darkness. You know, but men hate light. So, of course, there will be resistance, but the Lord will restore his people. All praises, glory, and honor to Yahweh and in the name of his only begotten Son, Yahweh Shai. Shalom. Kwam Yasha Allah.